This is the local recap of Update at Noon with Sakina Kamwendo on SAFM. Wednesday, 12 August 2026, police-linked hit squads at the Mudlanga Commission dominated the hour, alongside scrutiny of illicit alcohol claims, a ferry disaster in Zimbabwe, and a disputed Spaza shop fund briefing. Mudlanga Commission testimony said 149 people were killed in 77 KwaZulu-Natal cases linked to police task teams over 3 years, with allegations of hit squads targeting taxi, cash-in-transit and drug suspects. IPIDE said it can prove in some cases that deceased suspects did not fire at police, contradicting police versions in files now before the DPP for decisions. SAPA rejected claims of a 55% surge in illicit alcohol sales, saying the figure comes from industry-funded research and that real evidence for that number is lacking. Zimbabwe's Lake Kariba ferry disaster left at least 15 dead and 27 missing, with rescuers saying the vessel was licensed for 90 but appears to have carried more than 150 people. Small Business Development told Parliament discrepancies in Spaza shop funding applications were flagged during verification and stopped before approval, while municipalities remained the licensing authorities. That's the recap for Update at Noon. Every point is cited to the broadcast minute. Read it and search Everything Said on South African Talk Radio at local.co.za.